And we're back.
We're back.
Happy New
Oh my
Year.
gosh, it's a new year.
It's a
I'm so
new year.
excited.
New year, new level, new goals, new
Yeah,
vibes.
new
Hey,
vibe.
I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast. This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
It feels like new energy is in the air. It's exciting. It's motivating. It's kind of all the things. And I feel like we've been off to the races with the new year. It feels like it's already been months into this new year because of how many things have already happened.
I could not agree more. It feels like we've been preparing for this moment for like all last year.
All our lives.
We've been preparing for this moment all of our lives.
Literally.
Did you have a good holiday?
I did. It was so nice. It was nice and cozy and quiet.
Yeah.
I usually always travel, but this year I stayed home and we're here in LA. And so everyone kind of leaves and it's nice and quiet, like a little ghost town here.
I know. That was Colton and I too. We just like got to like be cozy and just kind of like take it easy. And it was so nice. Usually whenever we go home, it's always like, it's so nice to be like home back in Texas too, but it's like go, 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 go constant. And so whenever we're here, it's just like, we get to kind of pick and choose what we do.
Yeah,
and like,
totally.
And there's that kind of
family
thing.
Obligations that you have to go do or anything that's like kind of mandatory. It's, it's nice to kind of have a quiet start. I totally am with you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, during this time of like, it's always, I mean, we all talk about that like awkward, like week between like Christmas.
That's my favorite. It hates on it, but honestly, that is my time to
shine. I low key love it. I'm not, it's just like a little like, you're like, am I like wearing my pajamas all day long?
I know. I love the memes where it's like, I'm full of bread and don't know what day it is. Like, that sums it up, I think.
Exactly. And during this time, I got like, I got a journal from somebody. And
we always give each other journals.
I know. I just love a journal. It's just like something you can like, you know, really like hold on to all year long and fill with your like thoughts and your dreams. And like, all, at least that's how I like use a journal.
Yeah. Well, and I like almost bookmarking journals too. So that way you can look back, and if you can like make it a whole year, then you can be like, this is my, you know, 2023, my 2024 journal. I like doing that too with like different ideas of saying, okay, this is my like manifestation journal. This is my like to-do list journal.
Yeah.
So I have it all separate and organized.
Totally.
But that is my week to thrive. That weird, everyone's head dazed, doesn't know what day it is. I love that time.
Did you see like all of these like, it was like trending all over like social media. Everybody's like talking about their like ins and their outs. Like this was like all over social.
I did. And I thought it was a cute, clever way of kind of describing it this year, you know. I have a new take on goal setting. And so I know we've been talking about this a bit of kind of like what our ins and outs are with our business and just in life in general. But would love to kind of just start the conversation because I feel like it's on social media, but I think it's important too when you can take things offline into real life and have real dialogue around it.
Yeah. Whenever I was seeing all of those things, obviously you're seeing everybody else's and you're like, oh, what, are, you know, what is this
that
person?
Resonates with me.
Yeah, exactly. And so it got me thinking, of course. And then I took my new journal and I just like took some time to just like be with myself, because the more and more I was like getting into this year, I was like, what is like, you know, my focus. It's not like a resolution or anything like that, I don't like to call it, but like, where's my area of focus going into
your one
this
word.
Year?
What is your one word?
It's, I don't know if it's one word necessarily, but it's like, it's like, it's just, I want to start focusing on me and like, I want to focus on me more. And like, and this is like in all areas of my life. And I feel like it plays into business a lot of like focusing, like putting like our business first versus like, you know, other people's needs or what they want from our business. And mm-hmm. I translate it to that me personally too, mm-hmm. of like, how do I put myself first and like what I need? And I struggle with that so much. And so mm-hmm. I've put all my focus around it. And even a couple days in, it just, I feel so good. Just putting the focus on me and realizing it doesn't hurt anybody else to focus on me and you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, and I think too, as entrepreneurs, it's so easy to shine light on, you know, your team and everyone around you and your amazing clients and all of that. But sometimes we have to really stop and intentionally shine the light back on ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that almost takes the awareness of being oh, okay, I think I need to fill my cup back up and mm-hmm. I can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, you serving yourself and putting light on yourself is only helping you serve more people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's so crucial. And I love that one.
Yeah. What about you? What's your focus?
My focus word that I've chose for this year is consistency. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the last few years for me, I've just been kind of a whirlwind, especially in my personal life.
Yeah.
And so going through that and kind of getting back to some stability, mm-hmm. I could have used stability too as my word, but
I feel like consistency provides stability.
Totally. 100%. And so it feels good to kind of get back into a rhythm again and really mm-hmm. just be able to, well, first of all, just kind of have that steadiness again, and that kind of even ground doesn't feel like everything's kind of falling out from beneath me.
Yeah.
And finally getting back to who I am and who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been a really powerful place.
Yeah.
Of finding that kind of personal power again, and then redefining who do I want to be?
Yeah.
Who is low 3.0 as mm-hmm. I move into this new era, new chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's been fun to kind of redefine that and to get inspired again of what I really want to create, how I want to serve, how mm-hmm. I want to represent myself, but how I want people to see me. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I think, a fun time to be able to have mm-hmm. that kind of creation and to be able to go deep on yourself. And like you said, put the spotlight back on yourself of what really makes me happy? What do I really want?
Yeah.
We've talked about this in,
so many
podcasts.
Yeah.
I love the happy list that mm-hmm. we talked about a while ago.
Yeah.
Cause I think that that is so simple and so easy, mm-hmm. but a lot of the times we don't even really stop and think about what actually makes us happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. And it was kind of how I went into goal setting this year. I don't know what it was. You know, you always hear everybody saying, you just decide to show up as her today.
Yeah.
Just decide to show up as her today. And you hear that and you practice it and you're like, yes, I'm that person. And you step into that. And I've done it so much, but it was something about how I went into it this year. I don't, mm-hmm. I can't put my finger on exactly what it was, but I just stepped into what habits and what are all of the things that already make me happy? And what are those little things that I want to tweak and evolve? And the coolest thing is I realized I was really already 95% of exactly where I want to be. And it's just these little bitty things that mm-hmm. Would just make me feel more full.
Yeah.
And it might be silly to some people, but they're really little things that just throughout every single day that I have, I want to make sure that are encompassing of it. And so whenever I went into the week in between Christmas and New Year, and I was in the journal and I was, thinking of all of these things, and I really wasn't thinking of things I wanted to lose or that wanted to be out. I was just thinking of all the good and all the things I definitely want. Yeah. And naturally it was really personally focused. And I mean, it was things I want to take a walk every single day.
Yeah.
I want to take my vitamins every day. I want to wear cute pajamas to bed every night. I want to have consistent friend dinners with my best friends where I really get to connect with them every single month. It was all of these little things. I was all of these look at that life. That is so full. And it was so good. And then what I did after that is I built, we know we love a girl that can fill up a calendar. I went into and I said the perfect like Monday through Friday, like week. And like, what was my schedule be like every single day? And like from like what time I would wake up to like what time I would take a break to go to lunch, like my entire morning routine, what's it encompassing of, and like all of these little things. And I was like, wow, that like, that feels so good. And every day I'm actively like, did I hit that? So when I go to bed at night now, I'm like, I mark off like which ones I got to do and which ones I didn't. And I'm just trying to get better at maybe doing one more of them like the next day. And it feels like really empowering and like actually achievable. I don't feel overwhelmed by it at all.
Yeah, totally. I love that. And I think that's like the beauty of habit stacking too, right? Of starting small and having those small things that you can kind of just build on top of each other.
Yeah.
And that's how you kind of get into those good routines. But I also love that you said that you created your perfect vision schedule.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the times that we, you know, are setting our resolutions and, you know, goal setting, we're like, okay, let me look at my life overall or this year overall, but we don't get into the nitty gritty of like, what would a perfect day be? And then really mapping out a schedule, I think is really a cool way of getting more clarity on that, even to like the next level, because you can say, okay, you know, a dream day would be, you know, start my work day here and then have lunch and then, you know, whatever the flow is, but to really actually map it in your calendar and then be able to check off like what's been done and what hasn't, I think is a really smart way of like, I don't know if it's a resolution, but it's goal setting and like,
I don't know.
In a very like strategic way.
Yeah. And it was just like flowing out of me. It was like so interesting.
I love it when that happens.
Just you get into this like rhythm and And it was like down to like, I mean, like really figuring out what is a good skincare routine and me just like sitting down and Googling and like, okay, what order does that need to go in? If I'm doing that at night, like giving myself the space to do that. Like, I want
Someone teach me that, please.
Oh, I have the list now. Okay, have the list. It's all in my journal. And to like, I want to floss more. I know that's so silly, but like, it's like literally a habit that I want to have. Yeah. And like, every time I go to the dentist, they're always like,
you got to floss
more. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, floss every day. Like, gosh, Priscilla, get it down, girl. And like, so flossing is on my habit stack.
Also, it's not a like beating yourself up thing too, because it's like, I think that's where it comes into like truly being kind to yourself and giving yourself grace.
Yeah.
And I love that we touched on like the habit stacking, because I think that's like a better, not better way, but like an easier way, a way to give yourself a little bit more ease into your new routine is to slowly just say, okay, I'm going to start with the floss, you know, like then I'll move into my 10 step skincare routine.
Exactly. You know,
or I'm going to add just like one more step into my for me, I'm like, I'm gonna stop using makeup wipes.
It's just that like one thing that you're like feel accomplished, where like
whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, I'm like, if the only thing I did today was floss my teeth, like you go, girl. You know what I mean?
That.
Yeah,
100%.
So it's just been, I've never done it this way, and I don't even know why I did it this way. It just really like, it felt right. And like, it wasn't like I was trying to follow somebody else's formula, and it just was what was feeling right to me and how I wanted to do it. And there was no right or wrong way to like go into the new year. And it just felt so free and so freeing.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, when you can give yourself that structure, you almost enable this new level of freedom, because then it's like, I always visualize the little bumpers on bowling, right? It's like, if you have your little bumpers up, then it's like, you know that you're going to get it down the lane to the pins.
Hopefully.
Right. But like, it gives...
Unless something really goes wrong.
Yeah, unless you're really just off. But but I think when you're able to kind of set those parameters in your mind of saying like, okay, I'm going to accomplish this. And whether it's a goal, your career, like it can be really applied to anything. But I think when you're able to give yourselves those parameters, you're really able to unlock that level, new level of freedom, to where you're able to expand into getting more creative, getting more inspired, because you're so focused on that area that you're able to really go all in on just that.
Yeah. It's felt so good. And I just feel so good going into this year. It just, I know we keep saying, and like a lot of our conversation, everything just feels so aligned. Mm-hmm. And it's just this feeling. And it's a lot of, you know, hard work and preparation for a moment. And not just one moment, but it's how it like goes into one another.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense, but like it's interesting, you know, to go into a new year and feel this good.
It is a vibe though. It's not even like a feeling that comes and go. It's like an overall energy that I feel like that's, you know, moving in this new year. And I feel like I'm just so proud of our team of how far we've come and how much we've expanded recently.
Mm-hmm.
We're really growing our team. And as we do that, like the energy and the excitement is just growing, growing, growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because we get to see kind of the flip side of like how much more impact we can have, mm-hmm. how many more people we can help.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to see, you know, to see all the work really starting to come. All the seeds that we planted for years now are finally starting to break ground and finally starting to come to fruition. And so it's really it's a cool time to kind of see that metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it was so interesting to me, you know, recently we've been working because we've been growing so quickly and so fast. We've been doing a lot of research, right? Because we're like, you know, things start to get serious real fast. And you're like, okay, got to do the research, got to make sure we're like, we're on track and we know, you know, what the next 10 steps ahead of us are too. Because sometimes when you're just getting started, you're just really trying to get your feet wet and all of that. You don't need to look that far out and that far ahead. And so, you know, I thought it was so fascinating whenever we started to do this research going into this year. And maybe this is why I feel so good, right?
Yeah.
And a part of it at least is knowing the abundance that is out there for, you know, what we're creating and seeing really that we're aligned with where I really believe the future is going.
Yeah.
100%. In a big, big way. I mean, for us, it's, you know, helping women start businesses, helping them feel less alone and less overwhelmed, like through the journey of doing it. And man, if anybody knows what that journey is like, it's the two of us. And knowing that it's only more women are like starting businesses like every single day in the world. And I don't want to see loneliness numbers and overwhelm numbers increase with that. I want to see it decrease as women in business increase and become more successful. I mean, it's fascinating, these numbers. 1.3 million women-owned businesses are in the U.S. today. That was like crazy when I read that.
I know, and honestly, probably even more because every single day there's 849 new businesses. So it's like every single day there's almost 850 new businesses that are women owned. That is powerful.
And that's in the U.S.
alone. Yeah.
Wild. I mean, when I saw that, I knew there was like a lot of women owned businesses, right? And we're in LA. I mean, we're really like around a lot of like that type of energy, but knowing that there is like over, you know, nearly half, like 1.5 million women having businesses in the U.S. and nearly, I would say 850 is like almost 1,000, girl math, of women starting businesses every single day. That is a positive trend, ladies and gentlemen, meaning that like we are like going to new heights and it's more possible. And women in business will be the majority.
Yeah.
At one point, we will no longer be a minority. We will have like the support and the guidance that is needed if we support one another along this journey. It's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And the equal resources too. The fact that less than 2% of women are getting funding for their businesses right now is shocking. I mean, mm-hmm. we just told you guys there's over a million people mm-hmm. that have businesses. Less than 2% mm-hmm. of them are getting funding. That's just not right.
No.
And so I think it almost fuels our fire even more to be like, no, mm-hmm. like we're not going to take that.
No.
Like, we're going to stand up and like mm-hmm. pull up as many chairs to the table as we possibly can and help as many people as we possibly can.
100%. Because I mean, that's just talking about the US, right? If you look at globally,
like zooming all the way out.
Yeah. All the way out. You look at that, currently there are an estimated of 250 million self-employed women on the planet. 250 million self-employed women on the planet. Now, this is in 2023. By 2030, that is expected to nearly double to 490 million women that are self-employed, have their own business by 2030 in less than 10 years.
Wow. Yeah. It's honestly, it's insane. I mean, it's definitely more than a trend at this point. It's something that is here to stay. It's not going anywhere and we're growing by the numbers. Mm-hmm. And so we're not here playing around. Like we are demanding the respect. We're demanding the equality because it's only right that we all have these equal resources and rights. And right now the world is so imbalanced and there's so many unbalances of that. Mm-hmm. And so if we can just help in just this one area, because there's so many places that are out mm-hmm. of balance, right? Mm-hmm. If we can just do our part and help in this one area of helping women specifically, mm-hmm. it can help so many of these people that are going through this journey mm-hmm. that are feeling that stress of being alone or being overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, these numbers are crazy, you guys. And we just want to give you kind of highlights so you understand of like what we're seeing too, because this kind of blew our mind of like mm-hmm. when we were looking at these, we were like, oh my God, this is just like even more reasonable. Like, and like confirmation of like why we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so 48, that's almost half mm-hmm. of those women that we just told you that have businesses feel like they don't even have an advisor or a mentor to help them through it. Like they don't have any support. Almost That's half.
Crazy.
Almost half of over a million.
And we know that like everybody needs a mentor and you're not meant to know it all.
Yeah.
It's not possible to know it all. And if you don't know it, that means you're going to have to make more mistakes. You're going to have to learn, which means you're going to
more time.
Yes.
Effort, energy, money, all of it.
And sometimes by that point, it might be too late,
right?
Your business might have like,
or you might be burnt out.
Yeah.
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 There's so many, I mean, I think we see it all the time, but I think that a lot of the times people think, oh, I'll just figure it out. You know, I can Google it. And then they get to Google and they start typing stuff in and there's 10 million things that pop up and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know what applies to me or where to go first or like, what even is a business plan? Like, what do I need in it?
Like, well, and then there's all these different pieces of advice. Like,
oh my gosh,
it's like none of them, you know, some are contradictory to like one another and it's just hard.
Right.
And we get it. It is hard. I think a lot of times intentionally it's done that way.
100%. There's a lot of gatekeeping in business, mm-hmm. especially when you're trying to start a business. And, you know, if you're self-funded or going through like the VC route of mm-hmm. trying to get funding, raise money, talk about gatekeeping. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we should go into a whole nother episode about this because mm-hmm. women trying to get funding is a whole battle.
Yeah.
Like, I will just say that bluntly. It is mm-hmm. definitely more difficult for women to get funding for their businesses than men, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to have the network, to have the like connections, to have the education, to even know how it works and how, I mean, the list could literally go on. And I think I keep learning more and more about it.
Yeah.
And it is mind-boggling.
The more we learn too, because we're going through the same process of like, we're constantly learning and we definitely don't know it all at all. Mm-hmm. And so the more we learn, the more we're like, wow, actually this is kind of shocking how simple it is, but how difficult they've made it to be, like they've made it to seem. And I think even we have some great mentors and some of them are men and they're like, honestly, it's kind of messed up because it is a lot of gatekeeping and it is a lot of this like jargon that, you know, could be something so simple, but they use a big term. And if you don't know what that term is, they're going to, you know, exclude you out and not give you a chance.
Yeah.
And so it's very much still boys club, I feel like, in that way.
100%. I think we're really, really lucky to have some incredible male advisors that
and have, men can be allies. Like,
oh, that's what I mean. We are like,
we love men. We are not here to say that anyone is better than, you know, any race is better than any.
No,
it's like we're all equal. We're all men need women and women need men, and that we all need each other. That's 100%. What I'm trying to say.
And I think sometimes it's like, you know, can be intimidating. I think I hear a lot to like, you know, ask anybody. Yeah. And sometimes just asking can get you so far. So
yeah, 100%. And I think that we talk about that a lot, but not being afraid to really ask questions that, you know, having trusted mentors first that you can feel like you can ask the questions too, I guess is what I should preface.
Yeah. 100%. The, you know, just a couple more stats that I'd love to just like pass everybody's way, that if you're feeling this way, I just want, this is why we're saying this, because you're not alone, right? If you're a woman in business and you don't feel like you have the support, you are not alone. If you are a woman in business and you don't have the resources, 70% of women regularly experience feeling overwhelmed. You're not alone. If you're a woman in business and you feel like you don't have community, you're not alone.
Yep.
Yeah. 40% say that they regularly feel lonely because they lack community.
Yeah.
And that is shocking. I mean, it's shocking, but it's not, because it's literally why we started Forward Female. But I mean, I want that to change so bad. Like,
I
just, like, that's the mission. Like, those stats have to change.
When I think we also have seen the flip side of how powerful and how empowered someone can feel when they do have that support. They do have advisors and mentors, like having their back and giving them guidance. Mm-hmm. They do feel like they know, like they have the resources and they know what to do with them. They're not this like stuck in this overwhelm.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of the times as entrepreneurs that we can get stuck in overwhelm kind of easily, especially if you're just getting started out and especially if you're doing it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And like we said, like you shouldn't have to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is crucial to be able to have that support system.
Yeah. And a community that you feel a part of, right? Because entrepreneurship, a lot of the times when you're getting started, you're by yourself in your house, at your desk, on your couch, just on your laptop and making it happen, baby. But like, that can get lonely.
Absolutely.
And having a community, I think, keeps your spirits up and keeps you in the game a lot longer.
And accountable and truly, like, not to have a self plug here, but genuinely why we started the Accountability Club was to fill that void.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we saw, you know, how excited people were going to these events and workshops and seminars. But then the problem was, okay, now what?
Yeah.
You know, like, how do I keep going? Like, and you can know, you can make connections and keep those relationships building, but how do you have the ongoing consistency? How do you have a place to check in, do that holds you accountable? And so with our Accountability Club, we were really excited. We started in pandemic when it was needed. Like, truly, this was created out of need.
Yeah.
And now it's really evolved into a place where it is this weekly checkpoint where every Monday and Friday we have these amazing business discussions and we're able to kind of go deep. And also you're able to get that feedback from not only your peers, but from somebody that has already gone through it, that can give you kind of that safe soundboard.
Yeah.
I think that can be huge and transformative when you're getting kind of those ideas worked out and flushed out.
Yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree more. I mean, whenever I think of this year, I think of so much potential and so much opportunity and so much to do. And I just want to be there already. But I know that there's a lot of work to be done. So as I think of, you know, the ins and outs of for 2024 for us, and if I could, you know, share with anybody else being like, well, what is in and out? What's in and what's out like for this year? I think these are our predictions for sure.
Yep.
So I'll say one, then you say one, Lo. Okay. Huh? Okay. So in, I say collabs and partnerships. Mm-hmm. Like, gone are the days of just feeling like you have to host your own event, that you have to, you know, do everything yourself, that there's so much power and collaboration and partnership between businesses and amplifying a message and aligning, like, that I feel like we're going to see that on like the next level this year.
100%. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that we've even been leaning into that and seen the power of it too. Mm-hmm. It is powerful when you can, you know, come together. And I think our whole thing whenever we collab is always, where's the win-win? Mm-hmm. Where can we make this like synergy have a win-win on both ends, mm-hmm. you know? And that's when it gets exciting. So yeah I love that one. I think another in is focusing on personal development and business development simultaneously. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think we are gone with the days of like, you know, working crazy hours and not having any time for ourselves. I think everyone has realized that their mental health has taken a dive from doing something like that. They're not fulfilled. They feel burnt out, like all those things. And so I think an in for 2024 is, I won't say balance, but I'll say harmony. Mm-hmm. Of having both, of having your personal development you're working on at all times and your business development simultaneously.
100%. And that they're like very hand in hand. Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. That's an in. I think we just talked about it a lot, but I really think community is going to be one of the biggest like trends, I will say. Even though I hate that it's a trend, but I think really in business, it's going to be something that we see a lot going into this year, especially because I think so many people are realizing the power of it.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses, I think, are adding in community elements, community events, just leaning into that more, even social media being like more like community focused, versus like an audience of just people who are watching you, people feeling a part of something, like they're working towards something collectively, whatever your brand or business or whatever it is. I think that's going to be something we see a lot going into this year.
Yeah. 100% agree. I think also another one is going to be working smarter, not harder, which has always been a theme, but I think specifically within that automation and this reoccurring revenue model. I think the reoccurring revenue model, like P was just saying with like memberships and things like that, I think we'll see a lot. Moving into the new year, I think that's a lot of businesses' shift and focus is having, you know, a membership model that is that reoccurring revenue, having courses that are evergreen and automated. And I think being able to have strategies in place that help you work smarter, not harder, and that support your business to keep growing, we'll see more and more of, especially as AI rises. And it is so helpful with as far as like writing descriptions and things like that, that you can kind of task it with. And I think we'll start to see more of this automation, more of utilizing technology. And I think we'll see a lot of platforms that will come out supporting that as well.
I 100% agree. As you were saying that, I think one of the biggest thing that we're going to see is AI in every single aspect. It's
the buzzword.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. It's already not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. You better integrate some AI into your business. And I also will say a good just heads up is go after proprietary tech. If you can develop something that's proprietary, meaning that only you own the rights to it, that it's unique to you and your business, that is going to be where the gold is in the new year.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to see all these unicorns start to pop out. That's where we're going to see all of these like new businesses bloom. I'm calling it.
I totally agree. Okay. Outs. What's out for 2024?
gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it earlier, but it's like, it's not
like I'm going to judge you if you gatekeep.
Right. And it's like, why? Like, there's so much room at the table. Like, yeah. I think gatekeeping comes from scarcity and lack mentality, mm-hmm. truly. Mm-hmm. And so now I almost am like, well, that's sad. Like, mm-hmm. you're still in that lack. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't understand that there's abundance and there's mm-hmm. enough for everyone.
Yeah. Ooh, abundance. And yeah, gatekeeping.
Yes.
Another one. I think this has been on the out. I mean, hopefully for a lot of people, but a lack of diversity. I think, you know, it is the new norm. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. Diversity.
Finally.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That, you know, it really is truly out. If yeah. you don't have diversity in every single aspect, a part of your business, and you don't have that forward thinking mentality, I think just like a lack of diversity, you're out, baby.
You'll get canceled.
Yeah.
And cancel culture, even though it is a little toxic. I mean, in some way that is good because I think it does yeah. call people out. And
yeah.
especially with these big businesses doing horrific things mm-hmm. that were getting away with it for so long. Now it's like, no, mm-hmm. we're calling you out.
Yeah.
Like if you don't step up and be better, mm-hmm. like you're canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the culture yeah. these days.
Totally. I think that, you know, the other thing that's in, I think, is really like kindness and culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, really important more mm-hmm. than ever. And so, you know, I see that being on the rise and anything that goes against that.
Yeah, and mental health too. I think a big thing on the rise is people leaning more into mm-hmm. really, like we've been saying in this whole convo, of like shining light on yourself and the personal development on yourself, your own mental health, mm-hmm. seeing a therapist, like mm-hmm. all of those things that's like really investing mm-hmm. in yourself,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll just keep seeing more and more of.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think lots of good stuff coming this year, things to focus on, things to think about.
Yeah.
And man, I'm excited.
I know, me too. I really feel like the last out, I'll say too, just to kind of wrap it up, is that I feel like out are the days of the it's like gatekeeping, but gatekeeping resources. So like, I think as we all are starting to elevate and support one another more and come together. And just, we see a rise of more female entrepreneurs. It's not even going to be possible to gatekeep that information anymore. And I think mm-hmm. it's going to be out with the days of the old boys club and the old like jargon that like holds people out of these mm-hmm. areas that they want to and should be in.
Yeah.
And so I think that's like kind of another out that I would say, just to throw it in there, is like mm-hmm. out of like, you can't gatekeep resources anymore. Like
nope.
you cannot, mm-mm. can't hold us back.
Can't hold us back, baby. I hope that you're all getting to set some time aside to identify your ins and outs, identify your goals and your habits, and how you want to be living your life, because gosh, you deserve it. You just deserve it.
Absolutely. And you can create anything with intention. Like everything is created twice. And so if you can create it first in your mental world and get really clear on it, that's when you can bring it into the physical world and create it in your reality. And so
we believe in you.
Love you.
Make your big move this year, your next big move. And we'll be cheering you on every step of the way.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast. Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.